if you reduced the whole argument, what do you think this is about?
Well, it's about determining if there are any votes that should or should not be counted that might alter the outcome of the election.
Okay. And do you think all the votes have been counted?
All the votes have definitely been counted, yeah. It's just determining if there's some that were counted that shouldn't have been or some that should have been that weren't. But, yes, all the votes at this point in time have been counted.
Okay. And your position in this is that all the votes that should have been counted were counted?
You know, there's always these fine line arguments that are within the realm of the legal experts. So I'm deferring to my lawyers on that. That's why I have legal counsel, and they're going to be arguing that. And so I can't make that kind of a definitive statement.
Okay.
Without that expertise.
How do you think this plays out? I mean, obviously we go through the contest and everything. I'm curious if there's actually any effect on the people you're representing. I know there was a conversation last week during the rules fight about seniority and whether that applied.
Right. You know, other than that, there really is no impact in terms of anything that is different for me as a rep. I have the exact same role as any other rep. So now that that part's been cleared up, there should be no difference in how my constituents are represented. And in fact, even though this has been going on now for 3 months, you know, and it's always there and I have to respond to it periodically, my focus has been on things like dealing with this budget. You know, so in terms of how I see myself performing through this, I feel like I'm still keeping the needs of my constituents at the forefront of everything that I'm doing.
Okay. And catch me up on the rules thing. So the old rule would have said that because of this election contest, you forfeited your seniority.
That's correct. The rationale behind that was if the challenger actually was able to prevail and be seated, then the challenger would benefit from my seniority, even though the challenger didn't have that seniority. But, of course, the other side of that is that my constituents are being deprived of the possibility of my getting on committees that would have greater impact on them by virtue of seniority just because I've been challenged by someone. So, you know, I think that was what swayed the members to change that rule, because they recognized that any of us could be challenged and that we shouldn't allow our constituents to be jeopardized because of that challenge.
Okay. And tell me about the challenge itself, to the extent that you can, without your lawyers. I'm curious if this is something that you would call a black and white issue, or is there some gray area here in election law?
Well, again, not being a lawyer, it seems to me that there must be a little bit of a gray area in that the whole purpose of having somebody like Will Hartnett as Master of Discovery is that he actually hears arguments and gathers evidence through what's essentially a trial process, and then he renders an opinion and comes up with a recommendation that goes to Todd Hunter's committee. So it's obviously not black and white in the sense that he's weighing the arguments of the two sides to render an opinion.
Okay. Well, are you confident in the outcome?
I would like to say that I am confident, and I am. But obviously with an election that's only won by 12 votes and not knowing what some of these legal arguments might be yet till we have the hearing, it's hard for me to say what the outcome will obviously be. But at the same time, I feel confident. I'm moving forward, and we have to get through this whole process to know.